I'm Terry Molinaro, and I believe that we as the body of Christ are here for such a time as this. I love to say this, blessed to be a blessing, that we are called to be a light. And look, friends, if we don't do it, if we aren't the light, who's going to be the light? The body of Christ has always been a house of action. And hey, who says we can't have some fun along the way?
Terry, it's Ryan Seacrest. You're in broadcast. I'm trying to be in broadcast, but there's something in common. Good luck to you, Seacrest House.
This is the Church Acts Podcast. Hey, I'm Terry Molinaro, and welcome back to the Church Acts Podcast. Episode 71 already. We're definitely closing in on the triple digits there, which is very exciting. I look back and I think it's almost like 2.5 years since I started, and we've been through a lot. We've spoken about a lot, and I know a lot has happened too, right? Starting the podcast just at the very beginning of COVID, and here we are kind of the tail end, and then, you know, the fallout with that and all the things I've been noticing from that. And recently I went through a bit of an experience, and there was like a night and day difference between when I was going through it versus when I was not going through it. And it was so interesting to me and had such an impact on my life that I wanted to share it with you today. So with that being said, let's jump right into it with a question. Have you ever felt like on the outside you were doing everything in your control to be living your best life? Don't get confused and think like Instagram influencers, like on the beach sipping whatever they be sipping. Like, I mean, full fulfilling life. We all know what we should be doing, right? For me, I know that if I'm organized, if I have a good routine around my health, if I'm, you know, working towards something, you know, the eating well, the sleeping well, hydrating, getting into the word, really hearing from God and helping people. If I'm doing those things amongst others, that's what I would consider living my best life by my efforts, at least, right? What happens though, when you're seemingly doing everything right on the outside, but for whatever reason, you still find yourself stuck? Like, no matter what you try and do, you can't shake this feeling of being stuck somewhere. Stuck looks different for different people. For me, it can look like cloudiness, right? Like I'm in a fog. I actually describe it as like the twilight zone. That's how I say it, where things don't seem to make sense. Just things are, you know, obscure, not clear. It can look like we spoke about on the last few podcasts. It can look like heaviness. Just everything on the outside points to the fact that you should be feeling on top of the world. Everything should be good, going in the right direction. But for whatever reason, you're just feeling stuck. Depression, heaviness, lack of vision, lack of motivation, lack of joy. Why does this happen? And where is it coming from when it's not just something obvious? I'm going to share a personal story, as I mentioned, because life is an incredible teacher. Maybe we should put the word brutal in front of, incredibly brutal teacher. But if we take a few moments to really pay attention to what it's trying to teach us, I think that incredible things can really be unlocked and perspective can be gained. Before I do though, I want you to hear me. If you have been falling into the category of being stuck or being filled with maybe depression or heaviness or having a lack of joy, if you're doing everything to take care of yourself on the outside practically, if you're getting into the word, if you're seeking God, if you are making sure that you have not opened doors in your life and are trying your best, but still these things are coming against you and wearing you down day after day after day, there is something else happening here that needs to be addressed. Your circumstances, outside of some major health issues that are perhaps not known, are just flashing red. You're not crazy, and I want you to hear this. Your life is not over. It will not always be or feel like this. But in my personal experience and one that I'm about to share, there are things that need to be confronted if things are going to change in your life. There's this famous saying, I've said it many times on the podcast, what you do not confront will not change. What you do not confront will not change. See, if we take our circumstances at face value, the enemy will cause us to throw up our hands and just stop fighting, right? If we take these feelings on as just our lives, this is just, I guess this is just my lot in life. You know, you ever hear people say things like that or just how it's always going to be? We will never actually strap on the armor, you know, grab the weapons and fight back and ultimately win. So if you've been doing everything you need to be doing, but are coming under heaviness amongst the things that I spoke about a few moments ago. And hey, I'll tell you, just full transparency, before I recorded this, this podcast, I was just starting to feel it myself. See, it's not time to get down and out and think, well, I guess this is just my life. It's time to steady yourself instead. Take a deep breath, get a little pissed off at the enemy and prepare to go to war. I'm sorry if saying pissed off offends you, but listen, we need to get emotional about these things. And that's what I'm trying to say, because the enemy is not going to play nice with you or me, right? This is something that we forget, right? He's coming for the throat. So I think we need to do the same. It's so interesting because, especially as Christians, we obviously want to treat people well, right? Treat others as you would like to be treated. So we don't have this mentality sometimes of just going to war. But with the enemy, listen, the Bible backs that up. And if God's giving us wisdom and he's revealing stuff to us, then we need to be prepared to just match the intensity, if not supersede it, because we actually have weapons and just come against his kingdom and the things that are trying to just destroy us, right? Because I'm telling you, there are people who have come under and chosen to stay living underneath these feelings, and it's taking them out one by one. That might even be you. That might be the beginning of this year or since COVID or whatever, or since a certain time period. Well, hopefully I'm going to give you some perspective, some encouragement, and hopefully we're going to be able to deal with this and finally get it out of our lives so that we can walk in freedom and walk into what God has for us to walk into. Amen. You know what? I wasn't planning on doing this, but let's just start off with some prayer. God, you know, I just pray that before we jump into this story and this circumstance that happened in this experience in my life, I just pray that if there's anyone who'd be bound by anything, if there's anyone who just feels like no matter what it is that they try to do, they try to get all their life in order, stuff just tries to keep bringing them down. God, I just pray for clarity in these circumstances and situations, that right away you would bring to mind what it is that's happening so that they would be able to deal with it through your wisdom, through your grace, Lord God, and of course, through your power, because we want to serve you, Lord God. You know, how many times is it so easy that things would just try to come against us? And I pray, Lord God, that we would not allow it to be easy for the enemy to just come and just infiltrate our thoughts and our lives. So we ask all these things in your name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I'm a little passionate about this because I've recently gone through it. Let me explain. You know that I left my position in radio to go out on my own, right? According to God's guidance, of course. And when I did, I knew that it was 100% the right timing. And I was excited, really excited. Each day was exciting. You know, I was getting things done. Magna would joke and ask me how I was. And I would respond with, I'm just living the dream, baby. Cheesy, I know. Pardon me. But life was great. Not only that, but I was able to focus on my work, get things done. My mind was clear. Weeks go by. And then something very interesting happened. All of a sudden, and that's so key right there, I get ready to start my work week on a Monday, and all of a sudden I'm just feeling so heavy. My mind is like so clouded. I feel like I have no purpose. Now I'm asking myself, what's even the point? Everything just sucks. You know, I heard one person say it like this, you know, Eeyore was like my spirit animal. Okay. You know how we get into these mindsets, right? I'm not feeling like I'm living the dream. I feel like I'm just wasting my time. What's the point? I can't seem to concentrate on anything. Not only that, but I'm starting to be tempted in my mind. You know, I have to be fully transparent here because that's exactly what's going to be helping people. But I'm suddenly being tempted with these thoughts, trying to lead me into, and I'm going to be fully transparent here, I'm trying to lead me into things like, you know, pornography, like out of nowhere. And I'm just sitting there. I'm trying to take my thoughts captive, just trying to push through, trying to do work, trying to move something forward, really anything forward. And it just seems to be getting worse and worse. This goes on for like an entire month, a little bit over a month, actually. And at this point, I'm feeling like pretty crappy. Like I have no purpose. Suddenly I'm not like, you know, this opportunity from God in front of me is looking like a curse, not a blessing. And I'm just like, man, like I'm not looking forward to Monday anymore. I'm not looking forward to doing any work. Now, while this is happening, I'm doing everything that I should be doing. Okay. I'm going to the gym consistently, getting into prayer, watching these sermons online, trying to set a plan in motion for my days, like doing the productivity things. I'm setting tasks. See, I'm being intentional. I'm even trying to take authority over things. I have my plan in place. On the outside, it looks like I'm living my best life. I'm doing all that I personally know how to do in my own ability. But there's still this heaviness, this cloudiness that just seemed to, you know, be trapping me. And it was just warping my perspective, taking my joy away, just everything. It's like the life in me, someone put like a zip tie super tight and then like nothing good was able to kind of flow. That's what it felt like. Finally though, one day I smarten up and I start asking these questions. Where in the world is this coming from? Like I can't do this anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. I need to solve this now. This is the number one priority. So my wife was out of the house. Magna was out of the house at the time, and I put on worship music. started to pray. It's very difficult. I'm just starting to pray. I'm just like not feeling anything, starting to pray in the spirit. Why? Well, because I had no idea what to pray in the natural. And then all of a sudden it hits me that what came on me happened suddenly. One day I was fine. The next, boom, it hits me. Now, my friends, listen to me as I say this. I've learned when there are sudden shifts in the way you feel, atmosphere, sudden shifts in your life, when all of a sudden something was one way and then boom, it's not. This is an incredibly loud indication that something has just happened. It's like one day you're walking, the next you have like a cast on and you can't. See, that is a blatant indication that something happened in between those two states. So this is just coming to me, right? And I'm thinking, all right, okay, now I'm starting to trace it back. What happened to me about a month ago? So I'm in prayer. Then all of a sudden, I remember that I went and I visited someone, which at the time didn't stand out as important, but then I kept being shown as I kept praying in the spirit, I kept being shown and brought back to this visit. And then I started to think about what happened during the visit. I'm like, okay, so this is what happened. I went there, but what happened and what we spoke about? I'm starting to think about this. And then the wisdom came to me and I was shown what happened. See, as I was speaking with this person, I opened myself up to them. I was vulnerable. I was transparent. Even though I didn't really know them that well, and even though I don't really trust them, I thought that I would lead with vulnerability. So I'm talking to them and then they start, opening up and sharing what has been going on in their life. They start talking about, get this, how they have been feeling a complete lack of peace and they don't know what to do in life. They are in this fog. They're unsure. They are grasping, just trying to do things without knowing really what to do, no direction. Not only that, but they opened up to me and started to talk about an ongoing, that's right, you guessed it, an addiction to things that, were lustful, like pornography, and they can't just seem to get rid of it, and how it's been affecting their relationships, which, like, don't worry, many people have had conversations with me like this, but it was just different. And there was a reason why this is different, and I'll share it with you in a second. Do you see what's happening here? In that moment of vulnerability, I actually opened myself up to this person in an incorrect and immature way, thinking that if I was vulnerable with them, I would be able to help them. What that allowed was an opening, however, the Holy Spirit began to show me that made a connection between us. Did you hear me describe our conversation? The symptoms that this person was talking about were then the exact things that were coming over me for the next month and a bit until I put an end to it. So with that wisdom, took authority over that, broke any connection that was not of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Come on, let's not be ignorant to spiritual warfare here. We've spoken about this in the past. And then get this, immediately I was set free and have not experienced those feelings since. Why am I sharing this with you today? And how is this going to help you? Well, I'm sharing this with you because to me, for over a month, my perspective was that everything was going wrong and it was my fault somehow. I guess it didn't have what it took. I thought all my efforts were in vain. I was coming to these conclusions about my circumstances that were completely wrong. I was really close to even giving up on some things. And to be honest, I could have gone to some really dark places of defeat, but thank God for His wisdom and guidance. See, because of that, I was able to see that it actually had nothing to do with the things that I was involved with and working on. These were things, after all, that God led me to, right? It was a completely unrelated outside source, more specifically an ungodly connection, that was the root of the symptoms and the reality that I was facing. So today, that story was a lesson on spiritual warfare for you. Just a very base level thing there. See, what you're facing might not be what you're facing. Sometimes we look at what God has called us to with excitement, right? And we move forward into that only to start feeling, oh, I feel heavy. We cry out to God and say, God, you called me this. Why is it so hard? But listen, you're not dealing with the right things sometimes. Right? There are forces sometimes, and I said sometimes, not all the time, that are outside your understanding that are playing a role and bringing the discouragement and bringing the defeat that are standing in your way. But here's the good news. It does not have to be like that. And that should give someone hope today. See, we need to understand two things and understand them clearly. The devil has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy, the Bible says. There are things and circumstances in your life that fall underneath any of those categories. Those things are not from God. Christ came to give us life, the Bible says, to set us free. So if there are things that are bringing death, if there are things stealing our joy and peace, destroying our relationships and other things, they need to be confronted with wisdom. You know, this is a simple faith that teaches me, right? There are some people who I know and who I care for who are convinced almost that they will suffer with things for the rest of their life. I thought now that, you know, even though there have been times where we have gone through similar things, I will not suffer with you know, those things for my entire life, because if something steals peace or life, that is not my inheritance as a child of God, and that is not your inheritance either. So do not accept what God has not given you. Now, is everything in your life that is difficult a result of an external force like I shared earlier? No. But do we need wisdom if we have the indication of something being off for seemingly no reason, especially if there is a sudden change or if you notice patterns? And I would say to that, absolutely. What I didn't share in the story before was a few days, I believe, after I started experiencing those symptoms, I had a dream, right? The interpretation was simple. Be careful not to become emotionally connected to the people that I'm helping. Well, my brain went right away, just, I guess this is immaturity that I didn't go deep enough to interpret it, but went right away to like the opposite sex. Like, don't become emotionally attached and open up a door for you to potentially get into trouble down the road in life. And I was thinking about all these pastors and preachers who in the past have fallen short, blah, blah, blah. Now that is correct. It's still good wisdom. But what I didn't even think about was the fact that it was a general word for both men and women. How we can emotionally attach and open ourselves up when we are vulnerable with the wrong people outside of God's leading. Not only to people though, into certain events. How often do you hear people say, oh, you know, the good old days. And it's like they're living in the past all the time. Or, oh, I remember when. Or, oh, I remember I lived in that house. Or, I remember I had that much in my bank account. It's like they're yearning for something that what was, but is no longer, right? So right there, God gave me the wisdom to get through that in a dream a few days later. But I didn't put it all together for over a month because I never stopped to try and get to the root of the situation. I just kept it very surface level. So based on what I shared, if you feel like there's a little more going on than what is easily visible on the surface, what should you do? Well, you need to get into prayer about it. You need to maybe get into prayer, maybe even with someone who's on the outside that you can trust, someone who won't be quick to just share their opinion, but someone that instead wants to help you get God's wisdom. Then ask God to show you where maybe you have let something in. Practically, when did you start feeling like that? Ask these questions. You know, what changed? Was there, you know, any big life event, any event that happened near that time? Did you start a new friendship, relationship, move to a new house, start a new job or school? These can all be indications. And once you have that information, then you need to confront it, because what we do not confront, once again, will not change. With that being said, I hope that today's show was able to really help you, maybe give you some perspective and encouragement that sometimes it's not you and I, right? There's more than what meets the eye. So don't be discouraged. That is what this all boils down to. Hey, we've made it this far. Don't be discouraged. God is good to give you the wisdom that you need to help see things through to the end. We just cannot give up and give into the lies, right? Then, oh, this is all that God has for me. He wants me to be depressed. He wants, guess in my life, I'm just going to be suffering with this all my butt, all that crap, right? If you found value, before I even say that, like, just don't be discouraged, right? We just cannot give up and give into the lies. We need to make sure that we're having a proper perspective and keep our focus where our focus needs to be, which is on God and His ability to give us the wisdom and to bring us through to the other side. Have you found value in today's show, as I was just mentioning, which I hope that you have? If you could help me out by leaving a 5-star rating and review, I'd really appreciate that extremely. It helps us reach, and it in turn helps more people. It helps me reach with this podcast and in turn help more people, which is incredible. It's what we want to do, grow together. I definitely appreciate you listening. And I know that if you ask God for the wisdom, and if you start thinking like, what changed? How long ago is this? Did suddenly things start happening? I know that you're going to get that wisdom, and I know that we will win together. So until next time, my friends, God bless.